I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. Cinema Classics Maroon.
Spinning off of a show I did on It's Movie Time called The Red Turtle, an animation about a young man stranded on an island.
Yeah, a little Japanese
film. And so
this has been a long-standing go-to theme from very early on. There's something we keep wanting to, like, visit, that idea of being stranded on an island by yourself with all the concomitant dangers and pleasures, challenges, you know?
What has made this so attractive to us?
I think real life stories, especially when navigation, sailing all across the world, sailors being stranded on a beautiful island.
How many of us could survive without our cell phones? And Swiss Army Man is the most recent.
Yeah, Swiss Army Man's probably the most recent stranded. It's a buddy movie, so he's not alone.
Right.
He is and he isn't alone. So there's this is and isn't sort of thing at work with Swiss Army Man.
That's a good point, because that happens also in Red Turtle, where he eventually, with the turtle, turns into a woman, as if you can't be alone if you're going to survive.
Right.
Now, Tom Hanks in Castaway
has
only the volleyball.
In recent years, that is probably the best version of one of these films.
What I think in every one of these you have, ingenuity. So much is given to us in our contemporary world. When you're on that island, even if you have a companion, it's ingenuity that's going to save you.
So being marooned, rich, fertile ground for characterization, and can this character figure this out? And another recent one is The Martian.
Oh, great. Yes, you know, thank
you. Not marooned on a desert island, but marooned on a desert planet.
Ingenuity with a capital I. Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
And nobody's alone on that island. It has some of the properties, but it rather looks at a certain psychology. Young people who are let to their own devices in a place like this. It's a much more complex, stranded motif. Yeah.
A more idyllic version of Stranded Youth would be Blue Lagoon.
Oh, somehow I didn't hear Blue Lagoon. You're right.
Where, you know?
Yes.
That's the more pleasurable aspect of the whole thing.
Going way, way back, and a favorite short story of mine by Richard Connell, The Most Dangerous Game.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
Right. And there is ingenuity. There's a madman on the island who has unleashed these forces against this guy who's alone, and it's terrific. It's a terrific short piece. I think it's only about an hour.
Yeah, it's a great movie from the early 30s. Another, I know you have The Island of Dr. Moreau on there.
Right.
But there was a version, the original version of The Island of Dr. Moreau was called The Island of Lost Souls. It's the same premise. This guy is rescued. He's awash at sea. He's rescued by this strange man and this really weird crew of...
Weirder than Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty weird. Wait, he gave Brando a nice little template. But it's a weird movie where this guy Moreau is crafting animal human hybrids genetically.
Yes.
And the guy actually he kind of falls in love with this woman who's maybe part cougar or something like that. And it's just a weird, it really brushes up against some uncomfortable notions.
But does it have anything to do with our ingenuity requirement?
No. Okay. So I guess, okay, scrap that one.
A new version, King Kong Skull Island, is out.
Right.
I was thinking of King Kong. That is an island. But they're not necessarily marooned, right?
No, they're not marooned. They visit the island and then leave the island.
Okay.
And in almost every version of that story, they leave the island with King Kong. I mean, one might say King Kong is stranded.
Yep. Okay.
He's marooned on there. You know, he can't get off of that thing.
Yeah.
It's not that big. You know, one of my favorite movies with this as a theme, the actual marooned part occurs off screen, but it's My Favorite Wife, with Cary Grant and Irene Dunne.
Excellent.
And you learn early on in the movie that there was a wreck. They were on a cruise. Cary Grant, he comes back stateside, starts living his life again. He's mourning the death of his wife. And then he finds out that she's alive, and she's been marooned on an island with Randolph Scott for all these years.
Oh, okay.
And so the jealousy begins.
Oh, yes, of course. Who knows about that movie?
Me.
I don't. Sometimes I think you're maroon.
In the island of my mind. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.